Good morning, Wanda. South Florida's most notorious air carrier announced a rebranding this month that it hopes will, quote, hug the haters and educate them along the way. Miramar-based Spirit Airlines unveiled a new website, logo, and a sunny yellow new look to help communicate its ultra-low-cost business model. Hannah Sampson covers airlines for the Miami Herald and says that Spirit has been working on this rebrand for over a year now.
The airline recognized that they had some problems with customers not understanding their product, showing up because they were lured by very low fares, and then realizing after the fact that, oh my God, I have to pay for water on a plane and I have to pay to carry this bag on. These are the fees that make the fares low, but people were not connecting those dots.
The airline hopes new buzz phrases like bare fare, frill control, and plain simple will help convey that business model. The new brand launches after a spate of bad headlines. Spirit was recently named the most complained about airline, the airline with the rudest flight attendants, and the airline with the overall worst reputation in three separate reports. But Spirit says it was working on its rebranding before the results of those surveys were made public. In state news, even though a lower court ruled that Florida cannot drug test welfare recipients, Governor Rick Scott is going to court to see that that law is reinstated. The governor's legal team filed a brief last week asking a federal appeals court to uphold the constitutionality of the drug testing program. As Margie Menzel reports, attorneys for Governor Rick Scott say there is a, quote, demonstrated problem with drug use in people receiving public assistance.
The state is seeking to overturn a lower court ruling that barred drug testing as a condition for welfare applicants who receive benefits in the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program. In December, U.S. District Judge Mary Scriven ruled that the urine tests would violate Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. But the state's brief, filed Monday in the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, disputes Scriven's conclusions. The case stems from a 2011 law that sought to require drug testing for applicants to the assistance program. The law was in effect for about 3 months before it was halted by a preliminary injunction, and during that time about 2.6% of applicants tested positive for drugs. But in the brief this week, the Scott administration said more than 2,300 additional applicants were otherwise eligible for benefits but didn't submit to drug testing. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.